This, I believe. I believe that life's not fair. When you are born, automatically your fate is decided. Some people will be born smarter than you, some will be wealthier, and others more successful. It won't matter on how much work you put behind a particular thing, because in the end, there's someone who always has it better than you. However, that's not the reason I find it hard to put faith behind life being fair. The reason it is difficult for me to believe such words is because in life, some of the kindest people will go through the worst times. My life hasn't been easy. In fact, it's been quite the roller coaster. My mother was impregnated at the young age of 17, and I came around on her 18th birthday. My father was a ruthless man who often abused her, sold drugs, stole cars, and other illegal activities. If my mother didn't give him what he wanted, spiteful words would emit from his lips, and he would result in violence. There came a time when I was a child where my mother was coming home later from work than usual. For whatever reason, my father was angry, and when my mother's car came rolling by, he pushed my stroller that carried me in it out in the middle of the road. My mom had to swerve to avoid killing me. Now, my mother's a kind-hearted person. She has never done a thing to harm anyone, and yet she is constantly faced with the people who threw her the worst. We fled Germany later on and moved to America. When I moved, immediately I was seen as an outcast due to the fact that my English was choppy and most of my sentences didn't make sense. I would constantly say my THs as if they were Fs and my Ws as if they were Vs. It was just part of my German aspect. And just the people I cared most about, they turned against me and joined others in teasing the way I spoke and the way I looked. I got over such mean words and actions soon enough, and I was enjoying life. Everything was going pretty swell. Until my grandmother passed away during my 7th grade year. My mother was quite upset, and so was I upon seeing her sadness. I began to think that if life would continue to constantly throw horrible things at my mother and I, then there'd be no point to it. My mind became a dark cloud, and every thought was something negative. I slowly became depressed, and I saw myself crumbling apart. This continued till the end of my 8th grade year, and throughout that time, I had cut and attempted suicide 3 times. I didn't want to disappoint my mother out of the fact that I knew there was nothing I could do to draw the pain and sadness from her past and her future. I felt useless, and I kept asking myself, why is life doing this to my family? Why can't we be happy for once? I kept wondering, why is it that every time something good comes along, something terrible would follow? It was a really dark time for me. My behaviors became ruthless, and I stopped caring for myself and those around me. I became mean, and I saw myself being rude to my mother as well. That is when I knew I needed to stop. At the end of that year, I started working on myself again. I came to understand that I shouldn't let life create me into the monster just because I was envious of how others had it better. I helped out more, I kept a positive outlook in my household, and I did my best to help those who were going through the same things I had. I knew that while life wasn't fair, I shouldn't sit and mope about my problems when I could go out and help someone with theirs. I still struggle with a small residue of depression and that self-doubt that I could never help as much as I should, but I use that to inspire and strengthen me. I believe that even though life isn't fair, it shouldn't stop you from living to the fullest. Life isn't fair, but if it was, there'd be no point. And this, I believe.